Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. The next 2 hours, stay with us for Bathrobes, Piers, Broadsides. With me, I'm Robert Norris, I'm your host, and have lots of interviews, usual quota of music, an occasional announcement, and the odd slope of hot coffee. Stay with us for Civil Rights for the Poor and Bathrobes, Piers, Broadsides. Your usual Billy Joel here on Free Radio Santa Cruz. Our opening theme for the August 6th edition of Bathrobes, Piers, Broadsides. I, of course, am your unmistakable host, Bathrobes, Piers, Robert Norris. And it's civil rights time here at Santa Cruz, and any time is good civil rights time. What we're going to start today is with where we left off. I'm not quite sure if it was the end of the show or near the end of the show. We were listening to a long interview from an African-American woman, Wanda Knight, who got in touch with me and told me quite a tale. And I'm still trying to track down the truth of that story, and I'm going to allow you to some extent, judge for yourselves. Actually, it's as far as you want to go with this story. We're going to hear interviews today with Wanda Knight and with a friend of Wanda's about what happened on the Seaside Company's very own beach boardwalk back on, I believe it was May 30th or 31st, when she, according to her account, was dragged off the boardwalk, or let's just say escorted off the boardwalk, if you want to be nice, because a boardwalk security guard, by her account, didn't like her talking about the Ku Klux Klan in a critical manner. And this is really quite a story if it's true. And indeed, Wanda has told me that she's going to seek legal counsel on this issue. She's also concerned about other issues of racism such as problems in her school system where she claims her child is being taught white separatism. She's also concerned about harassment by sheriff's deputies up in Felton, by her account. And we're going to let her speak for herself. We'd like to have you call in, but unfortunately, at the moment, our phone line continues to be out of service. But I am assured we do have some money in the treasury. All we have to do is put our beanies on straight and have someone go down there and deal with this. I think the problem is we need to have an appropriate name for the phone. And It's a question of who's going to take responsibility for what. But in any case, Free Radio Santa Cruz, I will hope by Sunday, or maybe by next Thursday, when the show repeats at 6 o'clock, assuming the FCC keeps its distance, we will have a phone in the studio. But let's pick up from where we left off with this really frightening saga from Wanda Knight.
Racism and separatism, something was wrong.
Now, so what was the response of that group when you brought that information forward?
I would get support.
So you did get support?
Pat Arnold from the Santa Cruz chapter of the UN, some other numbers I have, and other organizations.
Some people are listening?
Yes. There's a lot of people that are listening.
But on the other hand, you were telling me you face a whole cavalcade of court dates coming up, right?
That's right.
It's for this next week, it's sort of one court date after another, and what is that all about?
Well, I just figured that they wanted to bog me down so I couldn't concentrate, but little did they know that I have a higher being, a supreme being, whoever you want to call, on my side. And I'm going to conquer it all.
So, are you a single mom here, or are you...
Yes, I am. But I will be after I go to court August 5th.
So you have, right now, you live with alone with your son and your daughter?
And a friend who's let me stay here until Monday. I just lost my house because my husband said he was going to pay the mortgage and a little spouse support. And the house went on auction April 1st, and I got my notice April 24th to move out. May 22nd, they turned off the PG&E, even though I had $615 for it, a $700-some bill, and they wanted a $500 deposit. So I've been staying with my friends, but I still got 8 years, 7 room house sitting over there. My 3 dogs are gone, which I've been having for 8 years, 1 dog for 8 years, you know, my puppy and everything else.
What happened to those dogs?
They went to ASPCA, and I have a friend who got them, and now they're up for adoption. I'm glad that they're alive. So my whole world just went over, turned over. But the main thing I wanted is just my son.
And how is your son doing?
Well, he's doing fine. He just got back from Camp Campbell for a week.
So your house is still hasn't been. Are you at somebody else's house, or what's the story?
Yeah, I'm staying at a friend's house right now.
And you're working regularly?
No, I'm not working right now because I have so many court dates that if I had a job, I couldn't. They would fire me. But I do have opportunity to work at the Perfect Cuts. I'm a licensed cosmetologist for 16 years, starting at $9 an hour plus tips, and I could do that. So I figured next week, once I get all these court dates out of the way, I'll be working.
And you also mentioned that you're going to be doing some house cleaning tomorrow, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you're not exactly. Lying around waiting for things to happen to you, you're out there struggling.
Yes, and I do haircuts and I do whatever I can to make sure that me and my son and my daughter are taken care of.
Is there any way that we can help you here at Free Radio in terms of telling our audience, are you looking for job offers? Are you looking for support? I mean, should we suggest that people call in to talk to you?
Yeah.
Would you like them to call me and then have me call you? How do you feel about that?
Yes. And I'm doing the divorce and everything by myself. My ex-husband makes $6,000 a month. And he lied and said that he was paying the mortgage, which he wasn't. So he committed perjury, and I don't have a lawyer. I'm doing everything on my own. I've been doing all the paralegal.
And we'll be getting back to Wanda Knight in just a moment, as soon as the infamous loop tape loops over. You're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM in Santa Cruz.
Okay, say that last again, Ron. You were saying that you lost your house because of perjury by your...
Yes, my husband. That he said in lieu of paying me spouse support that he was going to pay the mortgage. He paid it twice in 1 year. The house got auctioned off April 1st. I got my 30-day notice April 24th. They turned off the PG&E May 22nd, even though I had $613 applied to a $700-some-dollar bill.
Right.
And I don't have money for a lawyer. I've been... getting my car fixed. I just got brakes on my car. I had to get mufflers. Taking care of my kids. And I'm in families in transition. I'm going to counseling. I do a lot of volunteer work with Valley Resource and help.
How can we put out a? Is there? Are you looking for financial help? Are you looking for work opportunities? Are you looking for legal assistance? What?
Legal assistance and work opportunities. I'm an independent woman that I would like to do things on my own. I don't want handouts. I just want to be treated fairly. And I haven't been. All this stuff, I can't believe all this stuff that happened to somebody in less than a year. $2,000 fine on your dogs. I got to go to jury trial for my dogs on the 18th. To me, this is ludicrous.
So, should I, we're talking to Wanda Knight, who is, has been victimized by, apparently, by the Boardwalk Seaside Company goon squads, as I call them.
Yes.
You're also concerned about what seems to be harassment from deputies up in Felton.
And then about my son being taught racism and separatism at the schools up here.
That as well. Do you want people to come to your court dates?
Yes.
Okay, when are your next court dates and where are they?
Okay, I have one, August 4th at, that's 9 o'clock, Department 6, I think.
That's Tuesday, Department 6 at 9 o'clock, and what's that all about?
That's about diversion and everything else, because I took somebody else's rap, and I've been paying for it all, but everything else was in somebody else's name. It's like, I can't believe all this stuff that's happened to me. And I have to go up to Hayward, which I'm going for the custody and everything, divorce. I got all the papers and everything together, but I don't know how to put it all. But I'm just writing a letter to the judge and say, I'm doing my best. Here's all the evidence. And letters from friends and everything else. But August 18th, I'm going for jury trial for my dogs.
For your dogs?
Yes.
Now, what is the charge?
Because they didn't have their license, they didn't have this and that. But when I pulled up in front of my house, my dogs, before I left, were in my house.
This is the incident where the cops invaded your house?
No, this is the SPCA. Before I could get out of my car, the SPCA is there. And they have been there several times. Oh, we heard that your dog was out. See, I have been marked because I defended this young man
from a charge of racism?
Yes. Yep. And I defended him, and I've been marked.
So
I feel it. I don't understand it.
If you were to suggest a court date or two for people to attend, which would you think would be the most helpful for you and the most educational for people who are interested in this situation?
Oh, I don't know. See, because I have to see Katie Wells on the 18th. I think the Boardwalk, but I don't have a court date for that yet.
Okay, well, if folks want to be helpful, do you want me to give out your number, or do you want, I mean, I can do that on the air now,
okay.
Or I can simply suggest to people that they call my number, and then I can give you their numbers and you can call them back. Which would you rather? Follow what I mean?
Yeah, I think give your number.
Yeah, if people are interested in the case of Wanda Knight, if you feel that you have some stuff you want to talk over with her in terms of if you've been subject to racial discrimination or harassment by the police around, I'm not quite sure what they are harassing you for. You think it stems from this incident way back when of defending this youth accused of racism?
Yeah, and then confronting the principal and the one teacher about them teaching my son racism and separatism.
Mm-hmm. So
heavy duty thing.
Give me a call at 423-4833, anybody out there who's interested in Wanda's situation. If you want to help her out, if you had some similar experiences, if you just want to be supportive in some way, give a call to 423-4833 and I'll pass on your number and your concerns and, who knows, if you have any financial support, you can pass that on as well. Wanda, is there more you want to say on this issue?
What do I want to say on this issue?
If there's more you want to say, yeah. We have, we've covered a lot of this, and I don't want to overdose people too much.
Yeah, me neither. See, both of my kids are interracial, and I was brought up that we're all God's children. And that we all should respect and love each other. And if you have certain views that you what might be thrilling you might be killing me, what might be thrilling me might be killing me, but you don't have to put them on our children and our babies, And you don't have to go to the point where you have to hurt people. I can't see the hurt.
Hang on for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, on the line we have with us Jordan Karan. Hi, Jordan.
Hi.
And Jordan, you're a local man?
Yeah, I've been here about 11 years.
And how long have you known Wanda?
I've known her for about 2 years now.
And what's the nature of your relationship? Your friends or?
Yeah, we're friends. Yeah, we take, our kids go to school together, and And we help each other out, you know, and we've just known each other for a couple of years. Our kids get along really great. And so
on May 31st, something strange happened at the Seaside Company's boardwalk?
Yeah, it sure did.
what was it? What happened? Give us a story from your perspective.
Well, it was, for me, you know, I've been taking my kids to the boardwalk for the last 11 years, and it was one of the most bizarre things that I've ever had happen there. Basically what happened is we were there, we had gotten something to eat, and we were getting ready to take the kids on some of the rides,
This was your 9-year-old son and your 9-year-old daughter.
We were eating some French fries right there.
And her 8-year-old son.
Right, and we were having a conversation at the time about the KKK. You know, we've been watching the news reports about the KKK recruiting kids out of high school up around here, and over in Aptos, and it was just a very casual conversation about it. We were talking about other things as well.
Were you talking in extremely loud voices, shouting?
No, not at all. We were just, it was just in conversation. We were just talking about a lot of different things and issues and the kids.
You were seated or standing or?
We were sitting eating French fries.
Huh?
You know, it was a nice day. We were just taking the kids out and.
You're a white man and she's a black woman, right?
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
So, at that point, there had been one of the Seaside security, so-called security guys was apparently there and just off a little ways to us. And
did you see him?
Yeah, I saw him standing there. I see him here standing around and,
How far away was he from
you? Oh, probably about, 20, 30 feet.
Uh-huh.
So I got up. She decided to go, and I think she went off to go to the bathroom or something, and she walked off the other way, and I said, well, listen, I'm going to take the kids and jump on the rides, and she said, great, I'll meet you over there. Next thing I knew, I was coming off the ride with both of the kids, and I'm being escorted by this same officer saying that your wife has had an incident, and we have to escort you off the boardwalk.
And you know the name of this person who was escorting you?
I don't know. The kid could have been more than 22, 23 years old.
What color was his hair?
It was light brown, very short.
And what did he look like? I mean, was he clean shaven?
Yeah, clean shaven. He was wearing those really thin sunglasses. And,
did he have a name tag?
You know, I was trying to. I didn't see that on him. Everything happened so fast.
Uh-huh.
And the kids, the thing that really appalled me was that they would not give me any information. I constantly asked them, what is going on? I need to know what is happening.
Uh-huh.
And the kid, at this point, the kids are just, they're getting really afraid, and they don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. They're telling me my wife, is across the street, and they've had to eject her.
Now, of course, since Wanda is not your wife.
Right.
You have a wife?
Yeah, but I'm divorced.
Right. So you wondered what they were talking.
Yeah. Well, obviously, to me, it told me that they didn't get any decent information or didn't know what they were doing.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you guys are way over your bounds here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you're doing. What is going on?
How old are you?
Basically, what was told to me then later by them was that, he was saying as well, you guys were talking about the KKK. And I said, yes, so what? I can talk about, it was a private conversation. What are you listening to our conversation for?
And what did he say to that?
He says, you don't respect authority. And he goes, I don't like that. And I said, you have no right to check this off the boardwalk for that.
When did he say this to you? At what point did he say this to you?
When I started pounding him about, what is going on?
So this
Why are you ejecting us from the boardwalk? My kids are frightened here. We don't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We had no idea what's going on. I have never been treated like that on the boardwalk. On all my 11 years I've been here and taking my kids to the boardwalk, it was just incredible.
And so, was this individual alone in talking to you, or did he have his other...
Well, then he got the other security guys involved, and I started getting pretty upset. I got very upset because this was just not right. To me, this was just totally aberrant.
Gestapo tactics?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, at one point, one of the security guys, they had gotten some of the Santa Cruz guys to come up, you know, as one of them was talking to me, and he put his hands on me like he was going to wrestle me to the ground.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "You get your hands off me. You got no right. I want to talk to somebody who knows what they're talking about and what the hell they're doing."
Was this the original man who?
No, I ended up. This was just all the Seaside security guys.
Now, did they give their names or?
Well, I kept asking them. They said, "Well, we don't have to give you anything. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to. We're ejecting you. We don't have to give you any reason." You know, and
that's not true.
Insane. I go, "This is insane. I this is just absolutely insane. I want to talk to somebody in charge."
Now, were other people witnessing this?
Oh yeah, there was other people around that had seen. You know, I went into the office. I went straight down into the Seaside office, and I asked the lady there. I said, "I want to talk to somebody in charge. I want to find out what is going on here. This is incredible. I can't believe what's going on here."
And now, is this
telling me anything that's going on? They're just saying we're ejecting you, and they're not telling me why.
Let me understand this. You got off the ride. This guy comes up and tells you have to leave.
Yeah.
Then his friends come up and they escort you. And can you, is that the chronology of events?
Pretty much. And then I came back over to the. I said, "This is crazy. I want to talk."
So they escorted you off the property. And you re-entered the property to go talk to people at the office.
Well, I actually hadn't really even walked off the property. I started walking off with the kids, and I said, "You know, this is crazy. I want to talk to somebody in charge in the office and find out what is going on here. This is just insane."
Right. And what did they do as you?
They wouldn't. The lady there seemed very disturbed. And she goes, "Well, you just wait a second." Then all of a sudden, all these security guys showed up. And
other security guards or the same ones?
The same ones, and then a few other ones.
How many people in total would you say?
About five of them.
Uh-huh.
And I said, we have to get you, you're going to have to leave, and we don't have to tell you anything.
Uh-huh.
So it was just, I was pretty furious at this point, I was just like, I've never been treated that way. I mean, if I'm doing something, it was just... I was there with my kids to have a nice day, and
You're actually engaging in innocent behavior. You were merely being a customer, and suddenly some
because of a conversation that we were having about the KKK, that's what really started it.
Uh-huh.
And that's what that's what I found so aberrant and amazing. I couldn't believe it.
So did
like it was not even his business.
Did this woman or any of these security guards give you a name or somebody to talk to in a position of authority?
No, they wouldn't tell me anything.
Okay, so what happened next?
We finally left. I mean, there was all of these security people were standing out in front, and then the Santa Cruz Police Department had come up, and they were kind of trying to press them off a little bit, and they were just saying, "You should go." So, what can I do? I'm with my kids. They're scared to death.
Which Santa Cruz police officers these were?
Yeah, but they seemed to be a little, their demeanor was much different. They seemed to be not upset with me or anything, and then they were trying to push those guys off, the Seaside security guys off, and said, "Look, you should just go."
And they said that to you?
Yeah.
But who were these officers, do you know?
I have no idea. I was, they were standing 15, 20 feet away from me, and I said, "Fine."
Uh-huh. And so what did you do then?
I took my kids, and we left.
And how did you, and I guess you heard from Wanda that she was sort of at a payphone, kind of frantically calling the police department. How did you finally make contact with her?
Well, she was out across the street because they wouldn't obviously let her back over.
Uh-huh.
And so we were walking down the way, and we saw her over there, and she was upset,
How long after the original incident did this happen?
This was after the original incident happened. Trying to remember now.
Was it 10 minutes, half an hour, or 2 hours?
This was, no, it was like 15, 20 minutes afterwards.
So you were able to rendezvous with her about 15 or 20 minutes later?
Well, I'm trying to remember now, because we came walking back down. She was yelling across the street, at one point, and I was with the kids, and that's when I walked back to the office.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just like, I didn't know what was happening. I was just totally confused. I didn't know. Nobody would tell me anything. This guy was giving me, saying, "You got to leave," and all this.
So before you went to the office, you saw her across the street?
Yeah, she was yelling at him. And I just figured, look, I'm going to go in the office and find out what's going on.
And then when you came out?
Try to straighten this out, see what the hell's happening.
And you were in the office for, 5 or 10 minutes or longer?
Yeah, it was probably about 10 minutes or so. I just went in and said, "Hey, I want to talk to somebody in charge."
And then the police arrived.
This is crazy.
And then the police arrived, or?
Well, they came. The police didn't come until, all of a sudden, like, two of the other security guys came in after I talked to this lady and said, look, we told you to get off the boardwalk. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want to know what's going on. I want to talk to somebody in charge. I want to find out what charges are being leveled here, what is happening, and why. Mm-hmm. This is, I have a right to know this. Mm-hmm. You know, why I'm being ejected for no reason as far as I'm concerned. I'm with my kids. They're scared to death.
So they never sent you a supervisor or anything of that sort?
Nope. No, they didn't. And then after the two originals, you know, security, well, the one young guy and one of his partners, then three other ones came in. Mm-hmm. And that's when, I was like, I felt like I was being overwhelmed.
So then shortly after that, the police arrived?
Well, I was standing, like, not across the street, but in the street. And, you know, the Santa Cruz cops had come up at that point, and I was going, hey, I want to know what's going on. I want to know what's going on. That's what I kept asking.
And they asked you to leave.
I know what's going on.
And so when you left, did you then go over to Wanda?
Yeah, she was standing across the street. She was watching me. And then, you know, one of the Santa Cruz officers said, look, why don't you just leave?
And so this all happened within an hour after the incident?
Yeah, this was pretty much, at that point, that's when it was about an hour after the incident, and then, you know, I said, Wanda, get in the car, let's just get out of here.
And did you file any complaints subsequently?
Well, I just had to, you know, I didn't file a complaint at that point. I mean, we did, we went to, you know, talk to some people about it and say, how do we go about doing something about this? Mm-hmm. And that's when Wanda's been doing a lot of footwork.
Right, and so you are
calling and talking to a lot of people. She's been talking to Katie Wells. Mm-hmm. She actually called. Actually, she called Angela Davis, who gave her Funya Davis, who I guess is a lawyer. She's been, you know, kind of feeding me some of this information. I'm a really busy individual right now, so it's been really hard for me.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a computer sales engineer. Uh-huh. Work over in Campbell. I've been in the industry for 18 years, and. Yeah, I'm in the middle of selling my house, so I have quite a few things. I have two kids, so I have a few things to handle.
Well, let's get back a bit to this Ku Klux Klan stuff. Have you yourself observed? Are you a Felton person yourself?
Yeah, I've been here about 11 years.
Now, it's been a concern of Wanda's, as she expressed to me, about the Klan being around, or at least people with the mentality of the Klan. Do you have any information or thoughts on that?
She has felt very threatened several times, and she has come over here and stayed with me because of that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean, I haven't seen any of that directly, but, you know, I've seen some of this on the news about this one guy trying to, you know, KKK guy handing out leaflets up over in Aptos and stuff like that.
And apparently this security guard not only took offense to what you said, but took offense so strongly that he felt a desire and empowered to evict you both from the boardwalk.
Yeah, pretty much. I was amazed. That's what really amazed me.
And this is information you directly heard from this guy.
I did not hear that directly from him.
No, so you heard it from Wanda.
Yeah, this is what Wanda told me. I said, well, so what happened? And he goes, he heard our conversation, us talking about the KKK.
So when you asked,
tell me anything.
They wouldn't tell you anything.
No, they wouldn't tell me anything. They would not tell me anything, except that they said that she spit on the ground.
I see.
And I said, so you're going to eject us for that? And I said, what did she do? What did she do to cause her to spit on the ground?
Right.
You know, they wouldn't tell me anything. I kept probing him to try to find out what happened, and they would not tell me anything. And, you know, this is all what Wanda told me. This is the reason. After I had left with the kids, he was just waiting for me to leave, and he came up to her right away and said, hey, you got a problem with authority? You got a problem with the KKK? I don't like that. And started hassling her.
You know if there were other people nearby who might have overheard this conversation like that?
I don't know. I don't know if, you know, I mean, that you'd have to ask Wanda.
I don't know.
That would be really great, you know?
Yeah, that'd be useful.
That's why I was trying to get information, you know, that's why I was asking him. I was trying to nail down what happened. I was just wanted to find out, hey, you can't just arbitrarily just go and eject people for no reason. You know, I want to know what's going on. I'm here with my kids, you know, I mean, this is nuts.
One would think so.
It was. I've been going to the boardwalk since I was a kid. I've never been treated that way, ever.
And you don't regard Wanda as being a wild and crazy woman?
No. No, I mean, she's going through, you know, she's going through a tough, hard time. and our, you know, both of our kids, they go to school together, they get along great, and, you know, we both helped each other out, and, you know, we're friends, and, you know, it's just like anybody else that's friends and has kids. Mm-hmm. You know, you work together, and the kids get along, and, you know, it's great.
Well, it seems to me, I mean, I've heard, yours isn't the first story of harassment by Seaside Security Goon Squads.
No, I've heard that too.
And I would encourage any listeners who have experiences of their own they wish to share, or want to get in touch with Jordan or with Wanda, whose stories you've just heard, give me a call at 423-4833, and I will endeavor to put them in touch with you, or you in touch with them, and also to get your stories out on Free Radio Santa Cruz. So Jordan, I thank you for giving me this information. Is there anything more you want to pass on?
No, I just, you know, it was definitely, I'm just trying to get on with some other things in my life, but I definitely was not a pleasant, you know, not a very pleasant experience, and not something I think I should...
Well, it sounds like criminal behavior, actually.
Yeah.
It sounds like criminal thuggery, and it sounds like the kind of stuff...
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty much, you know, that's how I felt. You know, I just felt like I wasn't a civilian.
Well, I thank you. Let me take this other call.
Was Carol Denny from her fine album Failure to Disperse. I'm a UC cop, and she should know she's been given the business by the UC cops when she was peacefully protesting the seizure and police occupation of People's Park back in the early 90s. This is Free Radio Santa Cruz. You're listening to Bathrob Spear's Broadsides. I'm Bathrob Spear, and this is my broadside. We have no phone number today for you to call in, but if you want to catch our voicemail and file a complaint about the scurrilous nature of this broadcast, you can call us at 427-4523. 427-4523. If you're afraid to leave your voice, you can catch the email at FRSC, Free Radio Santa Cruz, frsc@cruzio.com, or you can send us an anonymous hate letter at Post Office Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California 95061. Whatever yanks your chain, I wish we could have you on the air, but unfortunately we're still waiting to get those phone lines reconnected. Our operation has been a little bit disorganized and somewhat terrorized. We feel we're a worthy organization. We feel we're doing the right thing, but the Federal Communications Commission has been going after other radio stations, so they haven't reached us yet, and that's tended to put a lot of pressure on us. We've been circulating petitions, trying to get folks in the community to support us, trying to get great socialist, feminist, libertarian liberals like Mike Rotkin, our city council member, to do what the Berkeley City Council did for Free Radio Berkeley and declare that it's a benefit to the community and deplore attempts by the federal government to harass this community radio station. But we haven't been able to convince old Mike to do that. He's too busy stumping for the Seaside Company and the Beach Flats, and we know how busy he is to get that situation under control and get all those undesirable types and slum bums moved out of the Beach Flats. Speaking of which, for those of you who don't know, the Beach Flats is the subject of a Planning Commission hearing tonight. That's down at the City Hall, and I think it starts around 7, although possibly it's a little earlier. So hop on your bikes or put on your walking shoes and swim through the shit down to City Hall. And actually, when you get to City Hall, you're probably going to have to be swimming through the shit. I was at the Tuesday meeting, and the opposition to the Beach Flats, which was a significant portion of the public, though, in all honesty, there were more people there in favor of the Beach Flats development than I'd ever seen in one place before. It's hard to find so much concentrated bureaucratic power in one area, but I guess this was the time for it to show up. They're not going to allow any public comment at Thursday's commission hearing, they say. Now, my advice to the public, when organs that are supposedly set up in order to provide for public input decide to shut the public out, is for the public to reclaim those organs of government, to reclaim those vehicles, to reclaim those bodies, and to express their point of view. And I think that should be done around the Beach Flats too, particularly in this situation, because as many of you who've been following it know, the environmental impact report, which came out and it came out, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and people have had barely a week to look at it. And the commission it's pushing it really quite far to believe that they've had a chance to make an intelligent assessment in so short a time. Why they should allow themselves to be bullied by the city council into a rush job, I can't think, unless, of course, it's to curry favor with the council or because they feel they have to do what the council wants them to do. Council, of course, by that I mean that redevelopment-minded majority headed by Riot Act Rotkin, one of my favorite council members, Scott Kennedy, Michael Hernandez, and Cynthia Matthews, with their new chum, Mary Beth Campbell, used to be considered a conservative, or as some people like to say, a moderate, also part of that redevelopment gang. Now, I've given a lot of testimony on the air, received it from a lot of critics of the Beach Flats proposal. You regularly hear Phil Baer talking on the air eloquently, and Roxanne Acostapace, Lisa Johnson, and others have spoken. We haven't really had a pro-Beach Flats development advocate on the air. So I have been beating the bushes, and I actually got a fairly sane-sounding, level-headed woman who I met last night, an older woman who says she's lived in the Beach Flats area, or at least in the Santa Cruz area. Of course, that's an important distinction, but she's lived in the area for years and years, who is willing to talk about the Beach Flats and why this development, the Third Street realignment, the La Bahia Hotel Complex, the Seaside Company giveaway, the whole schlemiel is a good deal. And I'm hoping that we can get an interview with her in the next few days, because while it's reassuring to hear the same story, it's more important to have the community talking to itself, and particularly discussing those folks who have different views getting together to really exchange information and talk to each other. And of course, we can't really do that because we don't have a phone line, but we can kind of do it through a second-hand process whereby she talks to us, and then I convey her to you, and you get to hear what she says. So we'll see what happens with that. At the Tuesday meeting of the Planning Commission, and I sat through that whole sad commission meeting, it was interesting that the first hour and a half was taken up with more of the what was apparently a familiar staff report. The staff, of course, are the paid hacks that tell the city what it wants to hear, tells the city council what it wants to hear. And they have told that story before, that everything is rosy with the beach flats, that all the wrinkles can be ironed out, that there's no problem. And in so doing, of course, they ignored issue after issue, according to my overseer, David Silva. Silva is a man who oversaw the whole thing on television. It was apparently broadcast on television, the Tuesday night Planning Commission hearing where the beach flats redevelopment was discussed. And I'm hoping I can interview him to get his perspective on the recent Planning Commission hearings. His quick comments were that the Planning Commission, and this was echoed, I think, by several of the speakers at the Planning Commission, was way out of line in giving so much time to the staff to repeat what they had said before, instead of allowing the public the usual 5-minute public input time that you get with a public hearing. Instead, they cut it back to 3 minutes, and people were really quite surly about that. And as I said, however, it has to be admitted, there were a number of people in favor of the beach flats. However, the quality of their arguments did not seem to me to be very persuasive, very in-depth, or very detailed. The main arguments were something like, come on, come on, we got to do something with the beach flats. We've been waiting for years and years. There was praise for Charlie Canfield's housing, which was another piece of information that I got last night from this woman who's a supporter of the beach flats when I talked to her out at Cabrillo College, which is where I ran into her. She claims that the Canfield housing is very good, better than the other housing out there, and I wanted to really explore this with her. Of course, what I really need to do is run around and check out all the housing out there and see what's good and what's bad, but not doing that, not really being an expert in being able to make judgments about the quality of housing, I was hoping to get some specifics, and we'll try to give you a sort of a searching questioning to determine this. This was two of the speakers' claim that the Canfield housing was good housing. The Canfield wages were good wages, said the Canfield public relations expert who talked to me afterward. Her name was Ann Parker. Not quite sure. I probably have the first name right and the last name wrong. This was a woman from the city council or the planning commission meeting on Tuesday who was eager to support Charlie Canfield, and not because she said she was employed by him, because she really felt that he was a swell guy and helped folks out during the earthquake, and this was an essential project for the redevelopment of the city. But again, as I said, the arguments seemed to lack particulars, whereas the arguments from the critics were very, very specific, and I was busy jotting down all the specifics I heard. However, I promised I wasn't going to go into this in great detail. If you want to follow this and talk to folks who are concerned about it, you can make your way to the City Council chambers where the Planning Commission is holding its second hearing, and I would encourage you to make them give the public a second chance to speak by speaking up, by standing up and not moving in large numbers, peacefully, yes, but clearly, concisely. Now, some would call this disrupting a public meeting. Perhaps I would call this injecting justice and fairness into an unfair, coerced process that claims to be full of public input. So I think that as long as this is done in an orderly and peaceful manner, it's a great idea. In fact, I think Beach Flats redevelopment opponents have been far too patient about this whole matter. Actually, we have a message here that there are such things as beach flats guided tours, no doubt by savage critics of the redevelopment plan, but if you want to get a guided tour of the beach flats, you can give a call to the following two numbers. So it looks like one of them is the number of the infamous Phil Bear. So watch out if you're a Latino. He may bite you, according to Hernandez Kennedy. And, well, perhaps not. Perhaps those two were simply mistaken, and they just had to announce it publicly and cause a great public embarrassment before retracting their... I guess they haven't really retracted yet. They are trying to explain their positions. Anyway, if you want a Beach Flats guided tour, 426-3026, 426-3026, and 423-0170 is where you should call. And you, these folks will give you a guided tour. They will show you the splendid difference between the Canfield housing and the other housing. At least I'm hoping that they'll do something like that. Maybe they'll simply show you the historic buildings that are going to be torn down if the Third Street redevelopment or realignment project goes forward. Anyway, give them a call. Again, the numbers to call if you want to be given the tour, 426-3026 and 423-0170. Now, we can't guarantee that Scott Kennedy and Michael Hernandez won't be there harassing you with literature, but hey, it's a free country. There is a First Amendment, so bear with these folks. Remember, they're city council members who can be dumped out at election time or hopefully recalled sooner. Beach Flats activists, take note. You're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. I'm your host, Bathrobes Pierre Robert Norris. I wish I were better informed on these subjects. Coming up soon, we're going to be listening to an interview with Larry Milligan, a very articulate, very dedicated San Diego activist. I've had a particular passion for San Diego for the last 3 or 4 months, done a lot of shows where there are segments from San Diego. Because it's San Diego that has been the city where homeless people have actually been standing. One crew that's going to be grilling the Second Harvest Food Bank, a controversial food program that I don't know much about, but you can learn more about and ask questions about, and maybe learn, is this another poverty pimp scam? Is this a good idea? Call in to Voices.